analogous to what he did with Skelly Stadium. Dad was very much a supporter of Tulsa University, and he didn't want to see construction stop, so he paid the money for Mr. Skelly on that.
For the tail end of it, or half of it, or?
And just completed all of it until this latest renovation that has been very impressive and significant and a great asset, I think, for the University of Tulsa. That's who I was out raising money for today, by the way, was Tulsa University.
And is your connection, because your dad had that connection back then when he stepped in, and so you've always felt an affinity to TU?
I have. Dad used to take me to their football games during the war years, and up until I graduated from high school in 1952, I continued going to their games, and we would always go out and watch their home games.
Did Bill Skelly, when he said he felt in hard times, this was in the 30s.
Yes.
Did he come out of that?
Oh, yes.
He came out of it.
He survived. Yeah, he did enormously well after that. But part of the training that you were referring to earlier, when I was in high school from 48 to 52, you have these yearbooks, as you recall, and they needed to get advertisements for it. So my dad had me call Mr. Skelly's office and talk with his assistant, set up an appointment, and I'd have to go down and make a presentation to Mr. Skelly about how valuable this ad in the Cash Hall yearbook was.
And now you're about how old are you when you're doing this?
Oh, well, I'm, what, 14, 15, 16.
Well, how intimidating that must have been.
It really was.
Tell us about it. Was he open to you and graceful?
Well, it was a gentleman who I knew who was his executive assistant, Mr. Peelsticker. He sort of calmed me down a little bit before I went in to see him. But Mr. Skelly himself was, a lack of a better word, a very scary individual. He was large and sort of a gruff talking man, smoked a good cigar. So I was quaking at the boots when I went in to see him. And the same thing with John Mabee and Mr. J.A. Chapman. I had to go down to see them because my dad was directing me down there. And I'll never forget being in Mr. Chapman's office. And he had one of these old roll-top desks. He had on his cowboy boots. But he had a spittoon there. And while I was making my presentation, he'd lean over and spit into the spittoon. That's another experience that I was scared to death of, but came out of relishing the fact that I had the opportunity to do that.
Was that James Chapman then?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. I felt like I met some very important people in the oil industry and to the state of Oklahoma. Senator Kerr through Dad and Dr. Cross down at the University of Oklahoma. Other people.
Senator Kerr, can you comment about him, what you recalled about him personally? You were around him some?
I was around him some and enjoyed being around him. He was always very thoughtful, I thought, and kind to the person around him. Obviously, he was a person of immense power in the Senate of the United States, but he was a listener, and I appreciated that very much in him. I also got to know Dr. C.I. Pontius, who was president of TU for many years. But Senator Kerr was probably the politician that I remember the most.
Was your father politically active?
Yes, in the sense of supporting them, not having any interest in politics himself.
But he would support candidates.
Yes.
And he supported Senator Kerr then, obviously.
Yes, yeah, he was very active in funding different people in politics, Democrats and Republicans.
So both?
Yes.
Was he a Democrat?
He was a Democrat.